Blog Talk Radio.
Talking women and vino. The contract like 91 Dan Marino. I swear this guy Michael Rapino's boosting my ego. Overly focused, it's far from the time to rest now. Debates growing about who they think is the best now. Took a while, got the jokers out of the deck now. I'm holding all the cards and niggas wanna play chess now. I hear you talking, say it twice so I know you meant it. Fuck it, I don't even tend it, they should know who's in it. I'm authentic, real name, no gimmicks, no game, no scrimmage. I ain't playing with you niggas at all. My classmates, they went on to be chartered accountants or work with their parents. But thinking back on how they treated me, my high school reunion might be worth an appearance. Make everybody have to go through security clearance. Tables turn, bridges burn, you live and learn. With the ink, I could murder, word of my nigga Irv. Yeah, I swear shit that started clicking, dog. You know it's real when you are who you think you are.
Everything around me.
I had fences, fuck you had braces. The all black Maybach, but I'm not a racist. Inside's white in the Katy Perry's faces. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hoe, that's my handle. My Saint Chongon, light a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. Case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. The homie said, Hov, it ain't many of us. I told him, less is more, niggas, plenty of us.
Jazz through everything around me. Freeze. The money, dollar bill, y'all.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. I should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. I'm just getting started, oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I done made more millionaires than Lotto did. They made millions, Biggs made millions. Ye made millions, Just made millions. Leor made millions, Cam made millions. Beans will tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. A pair of Jordan 3's trying to chase this cab. Gucci airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trill. I'm fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show
with your boy Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up.
You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast.
Good morning. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It is Tuesday morning. Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 9 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You listen listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I'm your host, Fat Man West Coast. What's going on, everybody? It's a beautiful morning in the neighborhood. The high today is going to be 80 degrees. All right, y'all. Springtime is definitely in the building. Summertime is on its way. You know what I'm saying? So everybody need to wake their ass up and get your ass up and get ready for work. If you ain't already up, your ass is running late. You know what I'm saying? We do this every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So big shout out to everybody out there on the East Coast. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we get down. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Wake your ass up. Get your ass up. Get your ass up out of bed. And don't let the day pass you by. You know what I'm saying? So listen, y'all. Hit us up, 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Y'all already know how we get down. We only own here for 1 hour. You know what I'm saying? We got a hell of a show coming up this Friday. You know what I'm saying? We got my man, Cool Cool Cal. You know what I'm saying? My projects, you know what I'm saying, going to be on the show. You know what I mean? And we're going to be talking about his career and his get down, his giddy up, his whole thing, his whole shebang and bang. You know what I'm saying? What he's been doing, what he about to do, what he ain't going to do. You know what I'm saying? So you are listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Y'all know how we get down every morning. We always pray for the sick and the shut-in, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody didn't make it to see this morning. But the people that's listening to the sound of my voice, we want to thank you for all your support. You know what I'm saying? And we want to definitely pray for a positive show, for a positive start on the show, and for a positive day. You know what I'm saying? So y'all already know how we do it and how we get down. You know what I'm saying? We are thankful for the day. We're doing the first priority and the first blessing of the day is waking up this morning. You know what I mean? That's just real talk. That's just real talk. So I need everybody, you know what I'm saying, to come on in the room. Come on in the room. You know what I mean? Yeah. So listen, y'all. We want everybody to come on in the room. I need everybody to bow their heads and close their eyes. Dear Lord, we come to you this morning, and we want to thank you this morning for another day. We want to thank you this morning for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you this morning for a second chance at it again. You know what I'm saying? For those who have messed up yesterday, they got another chance today to try it all over again, Lord Jesus, and get it right this time. You know what I'm saying? So, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for every little bitty thing that we take for granted. We want to thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, amen, 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 amen. Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, Fat Man West Coast, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, y'all. Look here, look here, look here. Today's topic this morning is to my rap artist. Alright. You know, is your music a hobby or a priority? Okay? Now, don't get me wrong. The reason why I'm asking this question is because I was asked this question. You know what I'm saying? I was asked this question, and she know who I'm talking about. You know what I mean? She had to ask me. She said, "Is this a hobby or is this a priority to you?" You know what I'm saying? And I kind of, you know, and I looked at her and I was like, you know, what the fuck do you mean? Is this a hockey and shit? Do you know how much music I got out? You know what I'm saying? But she, you know, she had every right to ask me that question. Is this a hobby or is this just something you do pastime and this and that, and it's something you like to do? Are you trying to put this out? Are you trying to this and the other? And I'm kind of like, I wouldn't tell her, look here, you know what I'm saying? You need to Google me. Have any of y'all ever talked to an artist and he kind of look at you up and down like you short? And then tell you, you know, you need to Google me, you know what I'm saying? You don't know who you're talking to, player? You know? No, motherfucker, I don't know who the fuck I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's pull my card and stand the other, you know what I mean? And I was like, well, nah, you know, I do this and I do that. And she said, okay. So you've been doing this for a while. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not living off the royalties like I should, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, you know, to make a long story short, you know what I'm saying? So she kind of gave me a swift kick in my ass to get my priorities straight and prioritize this is a priority or a hobby. All right, so this is what I wanted to ask everybody out there. Hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. Today's topic is, to my rap artist, is your music a hobby or a priority? You know what I mean? Do you just take it on the cuff? Do you just take it as it goes? You know what I'm saying? Or do you really prioritize this? Do you really put in the work that needs to be done? Do you really put in the groundwork? Do you do the one thing that artists don't seem like they're really doing these days? Do you invest in yourself as far as your music career goes? Now, if you really want to tally up what I've invested in myself, as far as my music career goes, man, look here. I'm pretty sure I could buy a house by now with what I've invested. Investing things in, let's just say, false promoters. You know what I'm saying? Giving money and people don't follow through like they say. Sending money out, you know what I'm saying, to these so-called pay online sites and this, that, and the other, and they never get back to you or you never get your product. You know what I'm saying? There's always pitfalls in the music industry. I don't know why, but there is. I don't think nobody has ever been in this industry and has not ran into some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And everything. So listen, y'all, hit us up at 515-602-9736. You know, but you have to beware. You know, I don't know nobody that's been in this industry and ain't ran into no bullshit as far as the music industry goes. You see what's going on in the music industry now with P. Diddy and all of this other bullshit and getting invited to these parties and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And everybody be like, I wouldn't go to them parties. You can't say what the fuck you would do when you got money on the line and people want you to make an appearance. It's all about your integrity. Do you sell your soul or do you have integrity for your soul? It's up to you. But this is why they call it the music industry. You know what I'm saying? Press the one button if you're in queue and you got something to say on the radio. This and the other, you got something to say on the topic, you want to give a shout out, or you just want to give some pertinent information. Hit us up, 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. We about to play the big homie out here. You go by the name of Stacey G. You know what I'm saying? Where you from, fool? I'm from the Bay.
Since you're hating and you're waiting just to see me bust. I'm from the desert, niggas stomping and kicking up dust. I'm from the desert, I'ma pop you and drain you like pus. I'm from the desert where they cut you and chew up your gut. I'm from the desert, nigga, I don't know who I can trust. I'm from the desert where my Glock and two clips is a must. I'm from the desert where the cop and the crook is in touch. I'm from the desert, nigga, all you can see is my gut. Got a bitch in the 50, she look like she's 20. She's selling pills to the customers working at Denny's. She dressed to kill like she working at Leather and Fendi. She give me thrills when she say you got somewhere to send me. Bitch, it's the deal and it's just as good a time as any. And I'm for real, leave the money with my nigga Kenny. She give me thrills when she working with her sister Jenny. For dollar bills, I keep my bitches like it's name. I'm from the desert where some niggas are snakes are the same. I'm from the desert where some niggas be faking for fame. I'm from the desert where the police be smoking the cane. I'm from the desert where the police smoke niggas in vain. I'm from the desert where the jury and judge is tame. If you ain't ready for no justice, go back where you came. If you think your life is precious, you better refrain. And keep your head where they can see them and see your name.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dog.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See is my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see.
I'm from the desert, so take a second to comprehend me. I get a check and I'm selling pussy cause pimpin' in me. I'm from the desert where bitches poppin' their pussy plenty. They get the bag and bring it to me and Uncle Benny. She in the jag, she had to stop and pick up the Henny. This bitch is bad, she put a pimp in a Lamborghini. Them niggas mad, they frownin' up every time they see me. I get the cash and sprinkle up when you try to beat me. I'm from the desert with crap dealers and crap niggas. We tap niggas, we stack and you retract niggas. We Mac niggas, we Benz and Cadillac niggas. We fact niggas, we send bitches to whack niggas. We pack niggas, never without a gap niggas. Crack niggas, send it through Cash App niggas. We lap niggas, never taking a nap niggas. Slap niggas, sprinkle dust and take it.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, niggas.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, niggas.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
Players from Vegas, what you expect? Come feel that cultural effect. It's from the north to the west. It's from the hood to the jet. It's from the dust to Donna. You don't want no problems, our problems. We keep them llamas on mamas. My out-of-towners that doubt us, nigga. Roll them up like flowers, nigga. I'll open carry safe. Get that new blicky in hours, nigga. My city devour, nigga. Don't make no mistake. And don't forget about the east. B-A-S to the eighth. Hey, what's great?
I'm from the desert, baby. Bitch, I'm from the bay. We get the beat and we gon' whip it like a slave. I get the bitch and I'ma have her getting paid. We ain't playing in these streets. Whole city sell. Self-made, cold game, some more of it. Big heat, bitch, I'm carrying the oven. Shit sweet till you're burying your cousin. I get it out the bitch or I get it out your mama, nigga.
Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
All you can see is my dust. Where you from?
I'm from the desert, nigga.
See, it's my dust.
I'm from the desert, nigga.
On The Morning Show, we treat unsigned artists like major artists. Tap in and submit your music now. You're rocking with the best in Las Vegas, Nevada. Fat Man West Coast. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show.
With your boy, Fat Man West Coast.
Wake up.
Yes, sir. What's going on, everybody? So Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Excuse me. But listen, this morning's topic is rap artists. This goes out to all my rap artists. All right. Is your music a hobby or a priority? All right. You know what I mean? Like I said, I had somebody bring that to my attention recently. You know what I mean? And was like, is your music a hobby or a priority? Yeah, like I told you, I looked at it, I was like, the fuck you mean it's not? Is it a hobby or a priority? You know what I'm saying? But she needed to know, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm asking everybody. You can hit us up at 515-602-9736. 515-602-9736. Is rap artist, is your music a hobby or a priority? So I had to prioritize, you know what I'm saying, my career. Now, don't get me wrong. I've been doing this shit for a long time. I done put out a lot of damn music. I got a lot of music circulating in Las Vegas. I got a lot of music circulating in the world alone. I even got music circulating overseas in London. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Aphrodisiac Radio. You know what I'm saying? I remember I had a morning show. I would syndicate my morning show out there to London after I would get off the air here in Vegas. You know what I mean? So don't get me wrong. Your boy Fat Man been around. You know what I'm saying? I didn't put a lot of people. Like I told you, I know motherfuckers that 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 know motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know? So that gets me to circulate a lot of music and everything like that there. But to prioritize it to where it is the number one priority and everything like that there, because we all know life will set in and life does take precedent. You know what I'm saying? You do have to have a 9-to-5 because you have to be able to invest in yourself in this music. You got to get studio time. You got to do promotion. You got to get this shit mixed and mastered. Hell, I got to get some music now mixed and mastered that I haven't gotten mixed and mastered. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, you know, I mean, it's, you know, I guess that's like, I remember in the movie, The Temptations, that Barry Gordy, remember they was in the room and they was listening to the music and he would ask them, if you had your last $5 and you was hungry, would you buy this record or would you go buy a sandwich? You know what I'm saying? So if you had your last $5, you know what I mean, and you were hungry, you know what I mean, but you needed to get that music mixed and mastered, you know what I'm saying, to get it to whoever, or get it on the radio, or are you going to get something to eat? Okay, that's how you prioritize what you do. Or are you going to get, are you going to buy this bag of weed? I'm gonna give you a real life scenario. You gonna buy this bag of weed, or you gonna go and get your music mixed and mastered, or you gonna go to the studio, or you gonna re-up and this, that, and the other to try and come up to get some more money so you could go to the studio. These are priorities that we make in life over our music. Or are we gonna take the money we got and go, I ain't gonna smoke this, that, and the other. Let me go get this music knocked out and this, that, and the other. Because 9 times out of 10, I go to the studio. They already over there smoking. So I get to hit what they smoking on and this, that, and the other. You got to think logically. You know what I mean? And everything. Now, you know, it's not, I'm going to think positive and this and the other. And the money's going to come. No. You got to think logically. You know what I mean? Hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. This morning's topic is to my rap artist, is your music a hobby or a priority? You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna let y'all know. I had to prioritize what I was doing. You know what I mean? And you know, I've been working on some things and stuff like that. Like I told you, we're gonna do a big show of me reintroducing myself. You know what I'm saying? Let me introduce myself. You know what I mean? But check this out. I've been working on some stuff, and I've been playing this music here on this radio show. You know, but I get a high request for this song. called Hit 'Em Up. Now, Hit 'Em Up is a song that I wrote with TNG and, you know, one third of these Midwest Connection, a group that I manage and a group that I created along with TNG, you know what I'm saying, to get a message across about what's been going on in the music industry and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So we did a lot of things coming with this cease and desist. You've been hearing me talk about cease and desist, you know what I'm saying, which is a movie that I'm writing thing, you know what I mean? But I'll get into all of that, you know what I mean, when I do this. It's like a documentary on myself. Because y'all don't really know who I am, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let you, but y'all going to get to know that. But right now, I'm going to play this song called Hit 'Em Up, you know what I'm saying? It's on all the social media platforms. Download it. Go to Spotify, Apple, YouTube, all your social media platforms and download it, you know what I'm saying? So this is what I had to make a priority and not a hobby. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. This is the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up 515-602-9736. Let's go.
Big cup, big cup, big cup, big cup.
Yes, sir.
From my Keys base, you can hear me coming. Wood grain wheel, fish scale frame. Peanut butter guts in the shoes, that's the same. Blade shop chop as I'm switching through lanes. Haters talking down, trying to flex on the shade. I'm with all the shit, so media doesn't phase. Problems with the cops, yeah, I got a few. It's because I know they got a problem with me too. Probably at horizon, trying to see what it do. They can't get shit on me, so when they face, they leave them blue. Back on my grind, on another flip. Got that dope in the field, call my shit Gucci Chris. Man, I say I'm hungry, can't leave the mic alone. When I get the munchies later, I'm gonna eat the microphone.
This is Reef Hustle, and you are now listening to the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show with Fat Man West Coast and the Morning Crew right here on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all stare at me. Hey, y'all! Reef Hustle.
TBM. First off, death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend to me, devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy, power to the money and respect and set my niggas free. Solid, yo, what you kidding me? Shitting me, ain't no stitching me. Everything we all saw, you wish you read. Hustle reef, motivate the hustle, that's a centerpiece. Form, get your bread, move your legs like a centipede. This is different rap, did you listen, Jack? On the mission back, get the vision back. No, I'm finna pack, flip a pack. Get drippin' yak, I ain't missin' stack. I ain't get the jack, I never get with that. We never beam of gym. Man, they let the leader in, I illustrate. Man, you've been a fake, I've been a great. And the winner's fate has changed, name changed, banging the dinner plate. Break the interstate with exquisite taste. Always been the case, always getting cake. Thrashing through the interstate, sucker. Later to you busters. While your ladies getting flustered, motherfucker. This is for them dropouts, this is for them colleges. This is for the streets, them have-nots, the sort of kind of rich. Hurting in that rain, putting pain and no acknowledgement. Fame, know your name because you work and then you polished it. Yeah, death to my enemy, stress to them haters, yeah. You ain't been a friend of me, the devil won't prosper here. You won't take this energy, power, take the money and respect and set my niggas free. Solid.
Come again! Steady B like this!
I'm serious, as serious to get. Especially when the mic's involved, I won't sweat. I came here tonight to do what's right, to make your move, make your groove with the rhymes of a sight.
I was listening to BDP when suddenly...
Believe it or not, this is a remix. This is a remix. Yo, Doc! Break it down like this. Believe it or not, this is a remix. This is a remix. Believe it or not, this is a remix. So we're gonna have to break it down for Steady B. My name is Blast Master KRS-One. Yo, Doc, break it down like this.
I'm serious, as serious to get. Especially when the mic's involved, I won't sweat. I came here tonight to do what's right, to make your move, make your groove with the vibes of the sight. I'm so serious, I won't tolerate any posse, any crew, any single fake. Serious, when it comes to women, ain't about games, so make sure you're giving the S to the D-E-A-D-Y-B. Microphones that fire, don't ask why. I do it for me and you plus your crew. And if you miss it now, then you're blue. Cause I'm going straight ahead, it ain't no reversing. Steady B is in the place, so stop urging. I came to rock you, that's the main reason. And after that's done, I still ain't leaving. Till I catch a couple beats, start the freak. And then you know, my job's complete, cause I'm serious.
Because of the fact that this is a remix, we will now take the time to remix it.
Yes, man, and BDP is definitely serious. Steady B, definitely serious. Cool B, definitely serious. Pat Money, definitely serious. Miss Melody, definitely serious. DJ Doc, definitely serious. Come again, Steady B, like this.
I'm gifted. Physically and mentally, to make a rhyme as serious as I could be, better and better. I get rougher and rougher, the MCs suffer. They had enough of me, the young boy, they're scared and I'm failing. Of my attitude, it's serious. The pressure's on, on joke and aside, cause I'm a maniac. So you suckers better hide time and get paid. Don't act funny, especially when it comes to my money. MC to the death. My last breath will be kicking the rhyme till there ain't nothing left. Man, I'm not crazy, MCs don't faze me. Amateurs just don't amaze me. Yo, listen up, chatter's on the cut. And if you don't like it, who
wait,
gives
wait,
a...
Wait, hold it! Ahead of their time and so it's Steady B. So we're on the label called J-I-B-E. And of course on the mix is D-O-C. And we're gonna do a little something like this with the name of the crew is BDP.
I don't wanna
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Check this out. 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 He will be, this man right here will be on the show this Friday, the 19th, just before 4:20. And he goes by the name of Cool Cool Cal. And if y'all don't remember who Cool Cool Cal is, then check this out.
Cal, why is you so lazy? You was supposed to win the gun and pick that up for me 2 hours ago. Damn, you don't do nothing for me.
But if you ain't from where I'm from, like some dog, don't come, or you getting done. Yeah, we cheating, dog, that's automatic. We greedy, but we trying to feed the needy dog with all the cattle. From the rich and give to the poor, we sell a few. Don't let us find a dick and higgity. Dog, we turn them into spiggities, with shorties off and biggity. So if you ain't from here, I'm with my guys. Don't even roll through, player, cause all the traffic getting minimized. Cries for help, cause you got the road for a minute, then pass it to the car back. And once you get it, down. Then got your sister mania dubs and want your crib now. Y'all better get it, respect. Cause it's pay to play for a day up in my project.
My project stick in my project. Everybody in my brand. My project stick, now come to my project. If you ain't in my car. My project stick in my project. Everybody in my brand. My project stick, now come to my project. If you ain't in my car.
Now let me tell you about them kingpins. Drop the watches, they bends on the rims, bringing 15 in. Get out, they got the circulation. They dodging the feds, and suckers is player hating. They got the whole hood, but now the pope walking on the showroom floor buying lac trucks. They stuck in the ghetto by choice, but if they go, it's jacuzzis and condos with a Rolls Royce. Now voice your opinion, you heard about the... Now won't you tell me who you think winning? Spending money by the pile, throwing dubs on the bourbon with the dubs, and they twerking, bumping cuckoo cow. And the hood love hood rats. It's hot with some good time. Y'all better get a hood respect. Cause it's pay to play for a day up in my project. The block watch still peeking out the attic in case you run up. With diamonds and furs, his and hers, shopping sprees with ease to fill up a 2,000 Suburb. Y'all, my project got taste, although the rent ain't nothing but $250. We sporting $5,000 Draper. Making it happen, I'm snapping to avoid that. Anchor hit me up with plenty tracks to keep a player rapping. To put my city on the map, here with $1 million vocal cords, I can afford $1 million on a track. You do the adding and subtracting, wasting time just to figure out without a doubt that we stacking. Better get a hood respect, cause they pay to play for a day up in my project.
With the best in Las Vegas, Nevada, Fat Man Records.
Standard time, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. You I'm saying? So I played one of my songs, you know what I mean? That was Hit 'Em Up was the first one to jump off that lineup, you know what I mean? And we went into my man Reef Hustle and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I had to make sure that I made my music a priority and not just a hobby. It's always been a priority, you know what I'm saying? But let's keep it real. If you don't have a, and I'm talking to all my unsigned artists and rap artists and R&B artists and everything, if you don't have a strong support system that's going to be there for the days that you figure your music ain't good enough, don't nobody like your music, ain't nobody listening to your music, you just thinking about giving up. On those days is when you need your spouse, your girl, your management, your promoters, your producers, people you work with to support you and let you know that your music is just as good as anybody else's. Now, myself, I haven't really had all of that. I'm accumulating that now because I've always been a loner. You know what I mean? This music industry will make you a loner. It will make you, you know, keep to yourself. Don't really talk to nobody. Don't really fuck with nobody because ain't nobody really fucking with you and talking to you. You know what I mean? And then it will make you write dark-ass music. You know what I mean? Because I write dark music. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be able to come out of that strong and still write for people to enjoy your music. I don't think we as artists, you know, we write to create, but do we really write for people to enjoy our music? You know what I mean? Do we really write for a person to understand? Do we really write music that's uplifting, that's upbeat, and this, that, and the other, and positive and everything, that's letting you know that it's okay to feel the way that you are, it's okay to think the way that you think, depends on how you're thinking. You know what I'm saying? Or do we have to make sure that we are somewhat censored? You know what I mean? And as far as the idea that we're putting across, the vision that we're putting across. If you're good at painting a picture in your music, then you have to worry about the idea and the vision that you put across. Do you not, or do you? Hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. 46 minutes left into the show. You know what I mean? It's a beautiful morning out here today. You know, we've lost a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Black men, we need to make sure that we're keeping our health a priority. That's what one of the things you need to do. And you're trying to pursue a music career is make sure your health is in good health. Because when it really jump off, or something really jump off, and then your health stands in the way, it's going to be a blow. It's going to be something like a midget kicked you in the stomach with a pair of Timberlands on. And everything. It'll take all the wind out of you. I'm trying to tell you. I know. You know what I mean? I know this. You know what I mean? So we're going to take a break, y'all. We're going to be right back with more of the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Hit us up at 515-602-9736. Share the show. Share the link with the first five people in your timeline, or the first five people in your contacts. I surely would appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Oh! Back at your ass again. Don't go, no, motherfucker. I know you did, nigga. Lace your boots. Y'all niggas in trouble.
Homie, stop bullshit.
Bitches, thanks.
shit all the Indians and horses missing the hair around this motherfucker. Unplug the curtain, give me something to drink and fix them face. Nah, to fly you. Bitch, if I want to kill myself, I climb your ego and jump till I hit your IQ. Now, happy Hanukkah. Bill Clinton put down the saxophone and his ass starts playing the harmonica. They locked up Bill Cosby. Yeah, today he like fucking drowsy bitches. And I like mine to fight back and try to get away.
Believe in one God.
You know that tingly feeling you get when you like someone? That's the common sense. Leave in your body. You can't control this. Oh, lying ass bitch taking medication for memory loss. Got nerve to bring up some old shit.
10-2.
Fuck you, bitch. God come first. Then my family, my music, shop here.
Respect the teachings of my life.
This is my fucking day.
Of my life.
My man. My Pomeroy. My back.
Now I done moved from Pomona. I'm in a whole nother zone. I'm the prize in the situation. Bitch, who the fuck you think you're keeping waiting? I get the gab and I'm capping.
What's up, sugar freak?
What's happening?
If she got a shoulder to cry on, that's gonna turn into some dick for her to ride on.
From the hood down in Harlem, all the way out the hard zone. The most weak cause the game's strong. From down south to the Midwest, we legendary cause we did it best. Don't get the name wrong. Now get your mind on your money and play your position. And why you at it, little mama? Stop bullshit. Get your mind on your money, these like bullshit, man. Why you at it, little homie? Stop
911, it's an emergency. Edie about to murder the beat. We're quick and sugar free, got me popping them peas. From Pomona out to Compton on the way to Brooklyn. Don't get your girl took, I know you see her looking. Reckless eyeballing, I'm all the way in them guts. And I ain't from the west side, but I still throw it up. Outlaw, you know the drama, yeah, you know the saga. Still riding and I put that on my dead mama. Still shining, Benz clean, smelling like ganja. Yelling fuck the world like my dead partner. Doing it, moving on you clowns, I've been trying to prove it. And you haters talking down, gon' die losing. Guaranteed to give you what you need when you need it. Stay on it like I want it, no begging to pleading. Quick, tell me why you bullshitting with a pot. 20 years later, we gon' do it till we drop.
From the hoods out in Harlem, all the way out the hard zone. Them hoes weak cause the game strong. From down south to the Midwest, we legendary cause we did it best. Don't get the name wrong. Now get your mind on your money and play your position. And why you at it, little mama? Stop bullshitting. Get your mind on your money and play your position. And why you at it, little homie? Stop bullshitting.
In and out of jail in my late teens. Mean hombre, up and on bullies who threaten me or my nephews or my face. Dreams of being a dope dealer, not a gangbanger. Setting trends, winning the inner city over with banging beats. Who would ever think that I produce with the greatest teams or make this kind of impact on mainstream? Debut single, nominated AMA, certified platinum out the gate. Kick the door down, wait, burn the dance floor down from an all-known street place. Great lyrics, pretty face. Even up into this day, I get a lot of respect from my peers, but in a thankless kind of way. Cause shit, the bias in this industry makes me wanna just fire away. Empty clip, freshman, chamber one, fresh round, trigger fire away. Duck from a nigga, cause you know that I'm a thug. Who love to hit the late night club, draped and buzzed and draped and buzzed and... Oh, fuck it, give me another beat.
Hey, cuz, you know what I'm saying? Niggas always got my name in their mouth. Speaking on some shit they know nothing of, you feel me? Truth is, these niggas wish they was in my position. The only thing they can do is hate, you feel me? And speak on some shit they don't know nothing of. Niggas don't know me from a can of paint. You niggas just know of me. Remember that.
I get the fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like, what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off on up before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me. I get the fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like, what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off on up before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me. Busting caps on these niggas, bullet holes in they pricks. All these bad bitches sprung, break their necks when they see us. I hit them up, motherfucker, chunk the G in the sky. All that acting tough, nigga over here that don't fly. So realize, who you fucking with, I drop them like pins. Ski skirt, we in the field, now these niggas is fleeing. Yeah, these niggas say they hate me, but they still wanna be. Talking shit behind my back, but be a fan when they see me. Sit back, little homie, they take a sip of this potion. Plus I murder competition and dump their ass in the ocean. Body flowing, I keep on going, busting niggas like bubbles. Shouldn't let the dog loose, now these niggas in trouble. I get the plug, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off on up before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me. I get the plug, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off my nut before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me.
I handle my own, I got my niggas, one call if I need them. Ain't no talking, it's on sight, I swear to God when I see them. And TB, that's my nigga, they need to hurry and free them. And if your nigga fuck
fucking up with, baby girl, you should leave. Trust no nigga, never know when you'll fall out. Heavy on the mic, a big dog with my balls out. Holler my name, I come through, erupting your shit. Nightmare on your street when I'm fucking your bitch, you feel me? A wise man in this wicked ass land. I don't fuck with fake people, ain't no shaking my hand. Seen a lot of shit, nigga, and still 10 toes in. And ain't no losing in my lane, cause I was born to win.
I get the fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off my nuts before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me. I get the fuck, knuckle up, they ain't the same. When they see me, I hit them up, like what's up, what's that shit you was saying? Now speak it up, get off my nuts before these bullets start raining. I'm a west side baby, yeah, the G planted in me.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You can hit us up at 515-602-9736. That's 515-602-9736. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic is, to my rap artists, is your music a hobby or a priority? You know what I'm saying? You got to make your mind up, and this and the other, because this music industry will make you or break you, and it will take advantage of you and chew you up and spit you out. So if you're not savvy of contracts, you know what I'm saying, janky ass promoters, you know what I mean, because you deal with every pitfall dealing with this industry. You know what I'm saying? So we got some callers here that called in and everything right now. We're going to bring in one caller, area code 801-6933. Yo, you got to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Who is this?
Hey, it's Young King. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to you. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good, Sam. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been on here, but you had a perfect topic.
Yeah. Well,
you
go
know,
ahead.
I hate to say this, but I'm a straight shooter, so I'm going to say it. Ever since COVID hit, there became so many more people saying that they're artists or, you know, actors. It became crazy. So, you know, I've dealt with a lot of artists for years. I am actually a talent scout for major brands, you know, giving artists opportunities to be filler acts in front of thousands of people.
Okay.
But I come across so many artists that say they're serious and that this is their dream, this is what they want to do, but they're too damn lazy to even log into a site twice a day. Now, you know, you have to build algorithms sometimes.
Right.
But these artists don't even want to take that time. They think, you know, and granted, if you want to sit on a couch in your mama's house and go to the studio, put stuff up, and hopefully get hit by a label, good luck. Because you're one against a billion now that want the same damn thing.
Okay.
So I'm just saying there's a lot of artists out there that, like you said, is it a priority or are you doing it as a hobby? Because I found a lot of artists that say it's a priority when they don't do anything. They don't move themselves. They need to do it themselves, not depend on other people all the time to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
And unless you have a great team, you're not going to go anywhere.
No, you're not. You're not. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I'm pretty sure you get the artist that's, well, you know, I make music for the hood. Okay, well, is the hood downloading your music, or are you giving it to them for free?
Right.
Now, are you even charging the people in your neighborhood for your music? I mean, it's so many ways we go wrong starting out as artists. And I think it's because of us not listening and the misguidance of us not listening.
Yes.
Because I did the same thing. I did the same thing as an artist, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And you know what I mean? I think it's so, you know, because people figure it's so quick. You could jump into this, like you could just jump into it and start doing it, and you're going to get discovered and everything like that, you know. So, you know, and that's highly, highly, highly likable, you know. That's so far-fetched.
Exactly.
But then again, with what's going on today, you can't put it past somebody.
Yes, exactly.
Because real true music doesn't get the just due and the just deserves that it deserves. But this bebop bullshit will break in millions.
Yeah.
Hear me and you been writing ballads and this, that, and the other and everything for years. And little Johnny next door come in with bubblegum, pop, 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 this, that, and the other and everything. And go number one, and you like, ain't this about a bitch?
You know, it definitely, there are a lot of scammers in the industry. You know, there's people that will say, hey, I will do this for you. You give me this amount of money. It doesn't happen. You know, but
okay.
Also, you know, you've got to watch out for that. I mean, the last time I was on your show, it was over somebody doing the same thing on Snoop Dogg.
Uh-huh.
And I think you remember who that was.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Yeah. You know,
needless to say,
huge scam. You know,
yeah.
That guy was making bank. But, yeah, I think he got his just. Well, I don't know.
You know what? I've seen footage of that concert. It did go off in Texas. I don't know who was on stage, and I don't know who performed. And everything, but he heard that show. He heard that show because I tagged him in it and everything.
Yeah.
So we took a loss too. We took a $2,500 loss.
Yeah.
And everything. You know what I mean? And stuff like that. So, yeah, we have to be, you know, leery of these so-called promoters that wanted to, yeah, I got such and such on my this and the other, and that can make their Facebook page look glamorous. You know, you know, we have to be leery of that. But one question I want to ask you.
Are you still there?
All right. Damn, devil. The devil is a lie. And the truth ain't in it. We back. All right. We have some technical difficulty and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, Ms. Jones, you still there?
I am.
Okay. All right. So we're going to pick up where we left off at. So like I said, the question I was asking you was that you're getting record labels now that's getting in contact with these unsigned artists and telling them that they have to give them so many hundreds of dollars for them to sign them to a record label. Where they do that at?
Well, okay. There's several places like Sony, Universal, Island Def Jam. You know, you can go through, anybody can go through and pay a large amount of money to become an artist with them.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is that once you get in with them and you start getting all this stuff, they're going to start changing your music. They're going to own you. You won't be able to have a say. And that's where artists drop off, because they're not going to like their music anymore. They're not going to be able to do what they want. They have full control over you. You know, until you're done with that contract, and then you owe them millions of dollars. And that's why artists don't come back out, is because they go ahead and they pay these record labels to get signed. So independently, you know, they've changed a lot of things. Like right now, I work for major brands in the industry, and I'm a talent scout. So I'm looking for serious artists that invest into themselves, like what we're talking about, and want to make something happen. But they have to do the work. And there's no contract to it. You'll get paid if the brands like your music and they see that you're a serious artist and you get put in. And this is for, to start out, is filler acts. A 15-minute set. And you can get $5,000 to $20,000 a show. Accommodations, flight, everything. But if you're one of those artists that are sitting back, not doing anything, not trying to move your streams, anything like that, they're not going to look at you. It's like going into a job and giving an application and, oh, you missed this time, you canceled this time, you didn't show up this time. But the person in front of you has a positive look. They're going to pick that one. And it's the same thing. You know, they're going to pick the one with the best resume.
Right.
So you continue being an artist, and like I said, it's, to get in, to do an EPK, $46. And that's it. There's no other contract. You just continue being an artist, you grow, and you get picked by these brands, and it's going to change your life. But you can't stop being an artist. You cannot stop being an artist. If you expect everybody to do everything for you, you're going to fail, because 10 percent, you're going to get these people that are just looking out for themselves. They're not going to push you. They're not going to move you. If you have a solid team, you're one of the lucky ones. But like I said, it takes the artists themselves investing into themselves to make it happen. And it's a lot of work. But I don't know. Like I said, I work with an artist. I sent you a link. He goes by the initial J. Reese, R-E-E-T-E.
Okay.
Well, he was signed with a label right before COVID. Okay?
He got
screwed over. Another artist was with Island Def Jam that I'm working with. He got screwed over. So they went independent. And that's, I'm just being honest, the best way to move yourself is being independent. Like I said, there's a lot of people out there that say they want to be mainstream artists, but if you don't show it, brands are not going to look at you. And you don't need a record label. You don't need a record label. You can go get your own record label. You can have your own record label and create things. But if you go through an industry record label like Sony, Universal, I guarantee you're going to not like your music any longer. You're going to end up fading out. or you're going to have a lot of work and you're going to end up paying all that money back. And that's basically what a starving artist is as well, is because you're doing all this stuff for the industry, but you're going to hate what you love doing in the beginning.
Okay.
When you have full control of your music, you're going to keep going and advancing. And it is a lot of work. But those are the ones that even Spotify and Apple are weeding out. I don't know if a lot of artists have noticed this, but you're going to start getting flagged for things.
Yeah.
And it's because there's so many trying for the same thing. The artists that don't have recognition or the right people backing them are going to be bumped out. Plain and simple. They want the artists that are actually moving. So if you're stagnant and you're not investing into yourself, your music's going to end up being blocked. You're going to be pushed out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true. I don't understand why artists never understood investing in yourself. Getting your stuff mixed and mastered properly. Getting your music copywritten. Getting your music, you know, with the codes and everything like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I can understand it's due to lack of lack of information.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when you try and look this stuff up, they don't really give you the right version of who you really need to see. They'll give you so many versions. I guess that's Google and the internet for you, because so many things pop up instead of just sound scan. That's, you know what I mean, and everything, BDS, yeah. You know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So, you know, but by now, like you said, if you were serious, you would find the right information.
I offer free information. I don't want artists to get screwed over. I will give artists information, and they can do what they want with it. There's also, you know, when you go to get streams, if you go purchase them, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get computer generated, which if they find out, you're going to get flagged, and you're not going to get paid for. So, I mean, there's a lot of those scams out there as well. So you've got to be very careful on that. You know, finding the right place to get streams is important.
Yeah, these people from these foreign countries that wanted, I'll get you 1,000 people for $10. You know what I'm saying, and everything. And like you said, these places like Instagram, Spotify, all the stream platforms are starting to recognize computer-generated likes and streams instead of organic likes and streams. Is this not correct?
Yes. Yep. They are picking up on it, and they're trying to weed out the ones that are legit, because in the past they were paying out all this money and finding out that it was computer generated, and you know, they start dropping off. But now they're catching on to it more, and they're flagging the artist. If you purchase those streams, they're flagging the artist, and your music won't even be up.
Wow. This is crazy. But people figure that they can sit at home and become would you recommend someone? I mean, wouldn't it be better to be able to put on a show in the comforts of your own home, a weekly show or something like that, performing your music if you had the right type of equipment? But hell, it only takes a good camera.
Right. There's ways of doing it, you know, on your page and, you know, going live and interacting with your audience as well. That's a huge thing that a lot of artists don't even think about. But then again, like I said, there are a lot of lazy artists. I mean, for instance, the company that I'm working for, you have to log in so that the system can see that you're looking to see if there's any jobs coming. that you can apply
okay.
for. And
okay.
if you don't log in twice a day, they're going to bump you to the bottom of the list.
Really?
They're going to be like, oh, you know, just like I was saying, you know, the computer will send out these jobs to the people that are being consistent and continually
okay.
being in our list. But if you stop logging in to see if there's anything available that you can apply for, then it's going to put you at the bottom of the list, and the people that are logging in to be active, I mean, how lazy can an artist be not to log in twice a day, look and see if there's any job opportunities, log out, log in again later, log out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not hard, but that generates an algorithm that the computer will recognize and keep you at the top
right.
of the list, so whatever jobs come available, they're going to send you, hey, you can apply for this. But if you don't do it, they're going to put you at the bottom of the list. And a lot of artists can't even take that 2 times a day to log in. But they're serious artists, and this is their dream, and, oh, this is the moment I've been waiting for. Well, then where the hell are you?
Wow.
What are you doing? I mean, I've came across so many artists like that, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. It's seriously straight up laziness, and they just want to sit on a couch and expect to get paid when there's billions of artists that are doing the same thing. Do you think you're going to be recognized? No. You're going to be sitting on mama's couch the rest of your life waiting
Whoa.
For this opportunity that's never going to happen.
Whoa. Yeah, that makes sense. That does make sense. That does make sense and everything. How can people get in touch with you? You have an email address?
They can go ahead and call my number. Like I said, I will help any artist out that I can.
Mm-hmm.
And if they want to do it by email, I can give you my email right now.
Uh-huh.
Kim J., the initial J, pride, like a lion, MGMT, as in management, @gmail.com.
Okay. Get that again.
Kim, initial J, pride, like a lion, MGMT, as in management, @gmail.com.
That P-R-I-D-E?
Yes.
Okay. All right. MTMMJ at Gmail.
M as in Mary, G as in girl, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, abbreviated for management, MGMT.
Okay, got you, at Gmail. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and giving
Definitely.
Us this, you know, and giving us this kick in the ass and everything like that there. I believe all artists need a kick in the ass. You know what I'm saying? All artists need a strong support system or a strong supporter to ask you, hey, what you doing? What you not doing? This and the other. Shouldn't you be doing this? What's your plan of action? Things like that there. Trust me, I know, because I found one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, so, And that's been from years and years and years of doing this by myself. You know what I mean? And things like that, and having to motivate myself and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But that one person that can care enough to go, hey, I want to hear what you're doing. I like your music. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Will change.
Yeah, and that's the right direction. Because like I said,
uh-huh.
there's so many scammers out there that you've got to be very picky and investigate whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show, Ms. Jones. We thank you. You know what I mean? And we will definitely, definitely, definitely keep in touch. Make sure you send me some of, what was his name? Kay Reese?
Jay.
Send us some
Mitchell
of his.
Jay.
Oh, okay. Jay Reese. Okay. We'll make sure we get it and get it on and give it a spin.
Perfect. All right. It was a pleasure.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. You too. Thank you and God bless. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what I'm saying, y'all? I'm like, look, I keep telling y'all, we get the best people to call in, you know, at the weirdest and at the strangest times, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Miss Kim J. Jones. You can hit her up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? She's one of my Facebook friends. And network with her, you know what I'm saying? That's what the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show is all about. It's all about networking, you know what I'm saying, and making it pop, you know what I'm saying? 13 minutes left of the show. We gonna go to the back door with the mechanics. Let's go.
Still ain't forgave myself.
Well,
through all the pain,
not the mechanics.
Still
we got T.I. here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. What else gonna happen this morning? Wake your ass up.
You don't need no to have. And I've been in and out of trouble since the adolescence. Spoiled rotten dead Fred with no daddy present. I got two Uncle Quentin man and they keep me straight. 7 to 8, I'm counting money while they moving weight. My daddy send me clothes and always tell me come and see him. I say alright, but still I'm feeling like my mama need him. They send a letter home from school, nobody read mine. Plus my uncle doing 10 years fed time. Then I started rebelling, began crack selling. The little thing on the corner with a Mac and Lil. After school, I hear my mama holler homework. I say, all right, mom, but look, I got my own work. Started acting with fiends at the age of 13. Now my mama finding rocks in my sock, glocks in my toy box. Like, damn, my trouble come to me like this. But on the real, ain't even have to be like this. Oh, mistakes made on this road to wealth. I still like forgave myself. Hey, and I am today, I made myself. But I still like forgave myself. Running to the grave, getting closer to death. I still ain't forgave myself. To anyone who ever wondered how I felt, I still ain't forgave myself. At 14, man, thought I knew everything. I'm slinging slab, trapping hard, moving heavy cane. I bought an 85 Cutlass on some Dana Dane. Now I'm the shit, huh? Motor blew in 30 days. Hard-headed, man, I ain't listening to anything. I'm getting money, so I'm writing, I got plenty game. Besides, why I need school, I'ma be rapping, mama. If they don't work here, yeah, I guess I'ma be trapping, mama. But, hey, I promise I'ma make it, cause I'm damn good. I'ma get us out this hood and off these canned goods. School just a white man game and this ran good. At 15, here my introduction to manhood. Blue light behind me, damn, what I'm gonna do? Cause I got 2 pounds of weed in the car and a 382. I guess everything'll be alright if I just keep it cool. How you doing, officer? What you mean why I ain't in school? Can you serve the car? Well, yeah, but I'd rather that you didn't. Besides, just wasting your time. Shit, ain't nothing in it. I guess that when I seen that I ain't no shit, was stuck in the place where freedom I ain't gon' get, man. Damn.
Mistakes made on this road to wealth.
I say I still ain't forgave myself. Hey, what I am today, I made myself. But I still ain't forgave myself. Indeed, the chances that you take when dealt the cards I was dealt. But I still ain't forgave myself. Anybody who ever done wonder how I felt, man, I still ain't forgave myself. Ain't forgave myself.
I know you know me. I'm your big homie. I know you know me. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I'm Stacey G, I know you know me. They call me OG, and I sit a white chick like Angelina Jolie. That pro, she owe me, and every chance she gets, she bringing me the proceeds. You sitting in the nosebleeds, my big bad chick make sure I got flow seat. Hit the ground with both feet, make sure she bring the food that the pimps and the pros eat. Put the whip on the OZ, put the bands in the bag in the back of the old fleet. On the track with her soul feet, got a whole bunch of ass and she don't need no meat. Give my chick 4 feet, got a mama mentality just like Kobe. Game like Ginobili. Euro stepping and prepping for the police. My chick get no sleep. When I pull up on the track in the lack, I'm 4 deep. I'ma Mac like Goldie. If you ain't got money, then you can't get no pee. Bullseye emoji. Get your ass in the back and get up out of my whole seat. My chick is a cold piece. If money was some food, then my chick would be obese. She bring me stogies. She look 25, but she really in the 40s. My chick, she foleys. Put her ass in the air, watch her rise like doggies. Guess what she told me? She'll never be the same because of your big homie. I'm your big homie. I'm Stacey G, I know you know me. They call me OG, and I send a white chick like Angelina Jolie. I'm your big homie. 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 I'm Stacey G, I know you know me. They call me OG. I'll send a white chick like Angelina Jolie. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I know you know me. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I'm your big homie. I know you know me.